From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Opening the 144th IPU, President Joko Widodo expects real steps to manage climate change. House Speaker Puan Maharani said Indonesia calls for an end to international conflict. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo officially opened the 144th session of the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU in 2022 Sunday evening in Nusa Dua, Bali. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of taking bold steps in mobilizing policies to address climate change, both at the parliamentary and government levels. President Joko Widodo said the global challenges faced by the world community were getting tougher, following the progress of the times, starting from the disruption of technology to the COVID-19 pandemic, which has even disrupted everything in the world. However, according to the president, the world community must also not ignore the challenges faced by climate change. To deal with the climate change, President Joko Widodo stressed the importance of taking bold steps to move the policy sector in dealing with the climate change. According to him, although many global agreements have been formed to deal with climate change, these are still often hampered by challenges in the field.
Saya berikan contoh saja transisi energi dari energi fosil ke energi baru terbarukan.
I will give an example of energy transition from fossil energy to the new and renewable energy. From go energy into renewable energy, it looks easy, but in practice, it is something that is very difficult in the field, especially for developing countries.
Utamanya bagi negara-negara berkembang.
Therefore, President Joko Widodo conveyed a number of things that deserve attention in the discussion of climate change, which becomes the theme of the 144th IPU in Nusa Dua, Bali. This include climate finance, renewable energy, investment, and technology transfer.
Sehingga yang perlu dibicarakan adalah dan dimobilisasi adalah pendanaan iklim. Ini harus segera kita selesaikan.
Yang kedua, so what needs to be discussed and mobilized is climate finance. We must resolve this immediately. The second one is investment in renewable energy. Then the third is related to technology transfer. If this is not done in real time, I am pessimistic that we cannot prevent this so-called climate change.
Saya pesimis bahwa yang namanya perubahan iklim ini betul-betul tidak bisa kita cegah.
In his remarks, President Joko Widodo took the example of Indonesia. According to him, Indonesia has a lot of potentials in terms of renewable energy, ranging from hydropower to geothermal. He added that all of this potential will not be able to be utilized more optimally in handling climate change if it does not get international support. In addition, the president hopes that the IPU Assembly this time can form an agreement between world parliaments to jointly mobilize real and concrete actions in dealing with the impact of climate change. Let's move on to the chairperson of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, who said that the 144th IPU Assembly in Nusa Dua, Bali could be a momentum for world parliaments to spread a culture of peace. In her remarks at the opening of the 144th IPU session in 2022 Sunday evening in Nusa Dua, Bali, Puan Maharani said that through a culture of peace, CIPU hopes that the war in Ukraine will end soon. Not only that, in her speech, Puan Maharani also mentioned the importance of achieving Palestinian independence and Myanmar's return to democracy. Puan Maharani said the 144th IPU Assembly played an important role in building dialogue between parliaments. It is also useful for building bridges for countries with different views. In accordance with the objective of the IPU, member states should use this opportunity to strengthen democracy, peace, human rights, and sustainable development.
Melalui budaya damai, kita mengharapkan perang Ukraina segera berakhir.
Through a culture of peace, we hope that the war in Ukraine will end soon. A ceasefire is carried out and access to humanitarian aid is granted. Respect for international law, the UN Charter, and the territorial integrity needs to be strengthened. But we must not forget to resolve conflicts in other parts of the world. This meeting also needs to press for the full independence of Palestine. Regarding the situation in Myanmar, we can encourage Myanmar to return to the path of democracy.
Pertemuan ini juga perlu mendesak tercapainya kemerdekaan penuh Palestina. Terkait situasi di Myanmar, kita dapat mendorong agar Myanmar kembali ke jalan demokrasi.
Apart from calling for world peace, Puan Maharani also encouraged world parliaments to show leadership in overcoming global challenges. According to her, Parliament should be able to become a driving force for peace creation, strengthening global collaboration.
Karenanya, mari kita satukan tekad agar parlemen dapat menjadi pendorong untuk
Therefore, let's unite our determination so that Parliament can be a driving force to create a world where all nations live in peace and brotherhood. Let's create a Parliament that helps strengthen multilateralism, solidarity, and global collaboration. Together we will build a new world, a world that is healthy, peaceful, and prosperous. United, we can do it.
Bersama, kita bangun satu dunia yang baru, dunia yang sehat, tentram, dan sejahtera. Bersatu, kita pasti bisa.
Puan Maharani also emphasized that global challenges and uncertainties can only be overcome in the world unites and strengthen international joint work. In this case, according to her, Parliament plays an important role in translating international commitments and agreements in the country in order to achieve sustainable goals. We end the national news with the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, who delivered a virtual speech at the opening session of the 144th International Parliamentary Union IPU Assembly on Sunday in Nusa Dua, Bali. In his speech, Antonio Guterres mentioned the important role that lawmakers and legislators have in achieving goals and preventing global climate disasters. According to him, the 144th IPU meeting in Bali is a momentum to encourage all efforts that can be made to prevent climate change disaster.
Parliaments and legislators are essential to achieving these goals. Now is the time to turbocharge ambitious climate policies and transition to renewable energy and green jobs. Together, let us do everything in our power to build a more sustainable, resilient, and peaceful world.
On the same occasion, Antonio Guterres also highlighted the crisis in Russia and Ukraine. According to him, the war between the two countries threatened global peace and security. War worsened economic and social vulnerabilities far beyond the region. Therefore, he appealed to all parties to stop hostilities and restore diplomacy and dialogue. Let's move on to the international news. Ukraine on Monday rejected Russian calls to surrender the port city of Mariupol, where residents are besieged with little food, water, and power, and fierce fighting shows little signs of easing. This was stated by the Ukrainska Pravda news portal, cited Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Irina Ferenchuk as saying early on Monday. Mariupol has suffered some of the heaviest bombardment since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24. Next, we have an earthquake of magnitude 5.5 struck near the Burian region in the Philippines on Monday. This was stated by U.S. Geological Survey, USGS. The agency continued the quake was at the depth of 10 kilometers and was 4 kilometers southwest of Buraun. Japan on Sunday pledged to offer Cambodia about $400 million in aid and 1.3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine through the COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Programs. The pledge were part of several agreements signed by Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and his Cambodian counterpart Hun Sen during Kishida's visit to Phnom Penh. Japan will provide a support loan of about $300 million and grant aid through contribution to international organization of $50 million. Next, Hong Kong, which plans to ease some COVID-19 measures in April, lifting a ban on flights from 9 countries, reducing quarantine time for arrivals from abroad, and reopening schools. The moves announced by Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Monday could quieten some criticism from residents who have become increasingly frustrated with the city's threatened measures. Next, we present to you Diplomatic Corner with Indonesian short films get a special place at the Tampere Film Festival in Finland. Indonesian short films were screened at the 52nd Tampere Film Festival TFF Finland on March 9-13, 2022. The selection of Indonesia besides Hungary as a guest country is the result of the collaboration of the festival director of the Tampere Film Festival, Jukka-Pekka Laakso, and the program director of Mini Kino Film Week Bali International Short Film Festival, Francisca Prihadi. In particular, the film Jamal by Muhammad Heri Fadli had the honor to appear along with 4 other selected international films at the TFF 2022 opening screening on March 9, 2022. The film Lika Liku Laki was selected to be nominated to compete in the international competition. Indonesian filmmaker Edo Wulia was included as a jury member for the 2022 TFF international competition. In addition, Indonesian filmmakers such as Francisca Prihadi, Erwin Fajar Kozi Rizal, and John Padalu were present as resource person. The series of TFF 2022 activities included seminars, workshop, film discussions, Q&A sessions after film screenings, networking events for the public and industry, receptions, and award presentation night as the highlight of TFF 2022. In addition to attending the reception, which was organized by the city of Tampere, Indonesian Ambassador to Finland Ratu Silvi Gayatri took the time to meet Jukka-Pekka Laakso, Festival Director TFF, and young Indonesian filmmakers to express appreciation for the presence of Indonesian short films. It is hoped that the participation of filmmakers can contribute to increasing people-to-people contacts between Indonesia and Finland. The Tampere Film Festival is the largest short film festival in the Nordic region. In addition, TFF is among the top 3 international film festivals in Europe. To Clermont-Ferrand, France, and Oberhausen, Germany. TFF is held annually in Tampere, Finland for 5 days in March, and annually it is expected to attract around 30,000 visitors with an attendance of more than 800 filmmakers. Annually, TFF screens about 400 films. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Let's begin today in history from an event on March 21, 1966, when Nortanio Pringgo Adi Suryo, pioneer of the Indonesian aviation industry, passed away. Nortanio Pringgo Adi Suryo, along with Wiweko Supono, made Jogling NWG Nortanio Wiweko glider in 1947. He created the first plane of all metal and fighter of Indonesia. It was first named Sikumbang, then there were Kunang Kunang, Belalang, and Gelatik. Nortanio was killed in an airplane accident on March 22, 1966. He passed away when he tested a flight of an Aero 45 or ARF airplane, which has been modified with an extra fuel tank. Because of his high dedication, after Nortanio passed away, his name was immortalized to become the name of the airline industry, namely Nortanio. Now it is PT Dirgantara Indonesia. Next event was in 2000 about World Poetry Day. World Poetry Day, which is celebrated every March 21st, was legalized in the 30th UNESCO sessions in Paris, France in November 1999. The members of UNESCO believe that poetry has played a major role in people's history, art, and culture in the past until now. It was chosen on March 21st, coinciding with the day commemoration for the elimination of racial discrimination, is considered as a good idea. UNESCO also wants the spirit inscribed in the poetry recital to be able to be revived. In addition, UNESCO also affirmed that the relation between poetry and other artworks such as drama, dance, music, and painting do not disappear over time. The World Poetry Day for the first time was commemorated on March 21, 2000. We end today in history with an event in 2013 when the World Forest Day occurred. For the first time, World Forest Day was commemorated on March 21, 2013 based on the UN resolution on November 28, 2012. It was determined to remind all human beings on Earth of the importance of forests in human survival so that human beings can appreciate, love, protect, and keep the forest as part of themselves.
Bintang di hatiku, gemilau ke bintang di hatiku.
Listen to Voice of Indonesia. The next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The governments of the Republic of Indonesia and Kenya agreed to strengthen bilateral cooperation, especially in the health, economic, and defense sector. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, along with her counterpart from the Republic of Kenya, Rachelle Omamo, disclosed it after the first bilateral meeting in Jakarta on Thursday. Minister Retno Marsudi said that in the health sector, both countries believe that the 2022 should be the year of recovery from the pandemic. In this case, vaccines have a very important role. Indonesia and Kenya agree that equitable access to vaccine is important to meet WHO targets, namely 70% vaccine coverage by mid-2022, especially for developing countries. Minister Retno Marsudi also emphasized Indonesia's commitment to contribute to strengthening the global health architecture, which is also one of Indonesia's priorities in the presidencies at the G20. Regarding the economic recovery, Minister Retno Marsudi remarked that during the pandemic, the value of trade between the two countries remained high, with an increase of 98.1% compared to the figure before the pandemic. In the last 5 years, the value of trade also increased by 91.8%. To increase economic operations, he said that both countries will take a number of steps, including strengthening market access for potential products through free trade agreements FTA and preferential trade agreements PTA. In addition, Indonesian state-owned enterprises are to support Kenya's infrastructure of mega project and renew some memorandum of understanding between the chambers of commerce of both countries for closer economic cooperation. In the defense sector, both foreign ministers discuss global and regional security issues. Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized that Indonesia aims to support a more inclusive global recovery, bridge, and assist developing countries' voices. Developments in Ukraine were also a topic of discussion. They agreed that international law and the UN Charter must be respected, especially regarding respect for the territorial integrity and sovereignty of other countries. The visit of Kenyan Foreign Minister Rachelle Omamo is related to the opening of the Embassy of the Republic of Kenya in Indonesia. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, the opening of the Kenyan Embassy in Jakarta was the right decision. She emphasized that it reflects the country's desire to improve progress and prosperity.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all. GAC.
Memang kau tadi sisiku, memang kau jauh dariku. Namun sama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu. I believe that we can work it out. 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 Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, menantikan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes it helps a little. Tak berarti ku tak rindu kau keliru.
Jangan kau ragu takut aku pergi darimu.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The Batak tribes generally inhabit the province of North Sumatra. Some of them are still adhere to the traditional religion, namely Malim. Ugamo Malim or Malim religion is the original religion of the Batak people. The followers of Ugamo Malim are called Parmalim. The supreme leader of Ugamo Malim was King Sisingamangaraja I to the 12th. Ugamo Malim is centered in Huta Tinggi, Laguboti, Tobasa Regency, North Sumatra. The Batak people who follow the Malim religion have cultural traditions that are close to their traditional beliefs. One of them is the Sipaha Lima ritual. The Sipaha Lima ritual is a form of gratitude for sustenance, health, and safety throughout the year to Debata Mula, Jadi, Nabolon, or God Almighty. In this ritual, a male buffalo will be slaughtered to make an offering. Accompanied by the tortor dance and the rhythm of gondang sebangun, the Batak music. This ritual is usually held at the Balai Pasugit in Huta Tinggi, precisely in Pardomuan Nauli Village, Laguboti District, Toba Samosir Regency, North Sumatra. In the Balai Parsantian field, women with women, men with men are grouped around the ceremony venue. The leader of Ugamo Malim leads the ritual and begins with a prayer accompanied by gondang, which is followed by the hand gestures of the manortor. Towards evening, a number of men stand up, they pull the buffalo to the center of the field and tether it to a tree. Starting from parading the buffalo to tethering it, it is done with the motion, sound, and rhythm of the gondang. After the buffalo is tethered, women and men take turns manortor or dancing tortor, then the buffalo is slaughtered. The men who serve as parhobas, or servants, lift the buffalo's body using a stretcher. After slaughtered, the meat is stripped. The rest of the meat will be distributed equally among the residents.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overbreaking van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Turn the headphone up. Check. Yeah. Yo. It's a brand new day, brand new day. T's and jeans and a brand new J. Sex the sunshine, I'm a brand new shade. Sipping on a cup of tea and a creme brulee. I've been working so hard like Ye. Sucking money so thick like a Kim Kardashian. She don't wanna go home, so we go to ballet. Flying high like with Jasmine and Prince Ale. Do whatever that you want, nothing to lose. You want to live once, show what you got and you don't stop. Put in the effort then you be on top. Be like LeBron, be like MJ. Give it all like Leona Messi. Practice and practice till you get the palace and get to the future in your galactic.
Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down.
I like some fancy things. I want to sign a bag, I want a diamond ring. Not to mention that I'm paying all the bills, so I gotta put in work cause somebody else will. Just finished 3 shows this week. Cause I gotta write, I ain't got no sleep. Haters be talking but I ain't weak. I'ma keep my mouth shut while I keep my checks. Big man, go down in history. It's so much you end up in misery. Used to be a sad girl with no one missing me. Now I wake up to people trying to sound like me. Do you know who I am? I guess not. Even don't show respect, well goodbye. Friends to the fake one, hell nah. Boy, if you know what you want, baby,
don't get don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. None to bring me down.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna give up.
Come on.
None to bring me down. Nothing can bring you down. Nothing can bring you down.
You ain't
gonna give up.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Ain't
none to bring you down. You ain't gonna give up.
Don't gonna give up now.
None to bring you down.
Nothing can bring you down.
Tonight, man. Yo, I've been listening to Ron all my
listening to it now. Right. And you feel the beat. Hey,
let's go.
Give it up.
Let's go.
Give it up.
Hey,
hey,
let's
hey.
Go.
When a beat drops.
The next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about lingkungan rumah or neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about ungkapan keharusan, which means expressions of necessity. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Kevin gives information about the necessity to pay cleanliness fee. Let's listen to the conversation.
Boris, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan setiap bulan.
Oh, baik.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Harus, harus, which means have to. Harus membayar, which means have to pay. Kebersihan, kebersihan, which means cleanliness. Iuran kebersihan, which means cleanliness fee. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan, which means we have to pay cleanliness fee. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan, which means we have to keep cleanliness. In the dialogue, you listen to a statement, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan, which means we have to pay cleanliness fee. In the statement, there is a word harus, harus, which means have to. The word harus, harus, which means have to, is used to require someone to do something. For example, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan setiap bulan. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan setiap bulan, which means we have to pay cleanliness fee every month. The word harus, harus, which means have to, is followed by a verb to complete the information. For example, Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan. Kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan, which means we have to pay cleanliness fee. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan. Kita harus menjaga kebersihan, which means we have to keep cleanliness. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Boris, kita harus membayar iuran kebersihan setiap bulan.
Oh, baik.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yoshi te COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door en masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Wanita by Indra Utami Tamsir. The song is intended for a woman who has beauty like roses and jasmine, and also a charming smile. Indonesia is a country that respects the existence of women in every line of life. The majesty of women is reflected in every detail of the lyrics of the classic song, which was composed by Ismail Marzuki. This song was sung again by Afghan as the original soundtrack of the film Soekarno. Well, listener, here is Indra Utami Tamsir with the keroncong song entitled Wanita.
Kau yang murni.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.